Shabbat Shalom. Yesterday, as we listened to the hearing about January 6, 2021, we heard more evidence that the insurrection was encouraged, supported, and even orchestrated by our former president and other players in the government. Many of us are feeling a mixed sense of horror, betrayal, and validation. The hearing confirms what most of us knew all along. We were betrayed by those who sought to undermine and destroy our democracy. In the coming days, undoubtedly, more deeply unsettling facts and findings will come to light. But at this moment, we are struck by how flagrantly and wantonly the truth was corrupted, distorted, and subverted. 5 years ago, the term alternative facts entered our discourse when Kellyanne Conway defended White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer's false statement about the attendance numbers at Donald Trump's inauguration. What started as an unfunny joke with no punchline became an accepted reality. Suddenly, the usage of alternative facts became an accepted practice. This was a sign that we had entered a new and very real landscape in which truth was sacrificed for falsehood over and over. Why tell the truth when you can have everything that you want? By telling a lie so many times and so loudly that people start to believe you. Perhaps you even believe yourself. Truth was sacrificed for winning again and again. Truth was pushed down, strong-armed, and steamrolled by incessant lies. In a midrash, after all the animals are paired up and on board Noah's Ark, the lie tries to sneak on board too. But Noah stops it. He tells the lie that it needs a partner to come on board. Only pairs are allowed. The lie is too ugly for beauty and incompatible with truth. Wickedness, however, is worshiping an idol. When the lie appears, wickedness wants to know what the lie will give it to come on board as the lie's partner. The lie answers that it will give it everything that it gets from lying. That satisfies wickedness, and they go to Noah, who, now that they are two of a kind, has let them enter the ark. So the lie survives the flood, and whenever a lie is told, wickedness grows. When lies lay at the foundation of society, people fight for the alternative facts that these lies produce, and our world becomes very dangerous. When the lie was told over and over that Biden did not win the election, that it was stolen, it stirred up a kind of rage that was uncontainable, rage that led to destruction. We'll never forget the images of the insurrection, the mob pushing rioters into the Capitol building. The rioter who violated Speaker Pelosi's office, sitting on her chair with his feet up on her desk. The horrifying testimony of the Capitol officer who was violently beaten and doused with tear gas while her fellow officer was killed. In the wake of yesterday's video and testimony, we are learning that the insurrection was even more violent than we realized, and how the insurrection was a direct response to the deliberate barrage of lies that continue to this very day. Our sage Sforno taught, deceiving others deliberately is like stealing people's minds. When you lie, you steal someone's right to the truth. You take away their ability to function in the real world. Your lie forces them to relate to something that is untrue, that never happened. And that changes reality. When you lie, you take away someone else's freedom and power. You are, in effect, stealing their mind. Recently, someone said to me, "I try not to lie, because when I do, I have trouble remembering what the truth was to begin with. And over time, the version of what happened and the version of what I said happened get completely blurred, and I no longer know what my authentic experience was." That is what lying has stolen from me. Our sages say that stealing is akin to murder. Lying steals away truth and takes with it the life that would have been lived based on that truth. Judaism as a whole is a practice of truth. Judaism challenges us to live in truth, to live with authenticity, integrity, moral responsibility. If we exist in a distorted reality, we are destroying every foundation of connection. Without a shared reality based on truth, we can't survive as a society. We find ourselves at a moment of reckoning. The bombardment of alternative facts has severed us. We know what will set us on the right path, living with integrity, authenticity, and moral responsibility. We also know that we have a very long way to go. And that is the truth.